Let's go to God in a word of prayer. Father, thank you for today. And thank you, Lord, that we can be here in church and worship you. Lord, that we can grow closer to you. And God, that we can actually see the blessings that you've given us and give us every day. Oh, Lord, help us to be more grateful and more thankful than we've ever been. And we ask this all in your wonderful, precious name. Amen. Well, Thursday is Thanksgiving. And when we hear the word Thanksgiving, especially this time of the year, we think of the day. Getting together with family and having a big meal, having a good time, taking time off from our jobs, having a holiday. But Thanksgiving is more than just a day. Thanksgiving is a lifestyle. We've got that on our sign out there. I don't know how many of you saw the sign, but Thanksgiving is not just a day. Thanksgiving is a lifestyle. The World Health Organization did a survey of the centenarians, people that lived to be over 100, to see what they all had in common. Matter of fact, the World Health Organization found out that right now the United States of America is the healthiest and longest living population in the world today. We have over 60,000 people in the United States that are over 100 years old. And laughing over there. And they thought, what do these people all have in common? So they studied a number of them. And they found out that these centenarians, over 100 years old, all had three things in common. One is, they had a positive attitude. Two, they kept themselves mentally and physically active. And three is they had a strong social support system, both with friends and family. Now, we here in church today all have a strong social support system. That's one of the benefits of being in church. You have people that care about you and friends. And if we know the Lord, we have better family relationships. Doesn't mean that everybody in the family will always like everybody. But you who know the Lord are the peacemakers. But take number one. Almost everybody that lived to be over 100 had a positive attitude. And that did not mean that everything in their life was right. When you get to be 100, the body's not working right anymore. Aches and pains, can't do what you wanted to do, have had a lot of losses in your life. But they had a positive attitude. And that is being thankful. That's Thanksgiving. To have a positive attitude. No matter what is happening in your life, you have to be thankful. Now, that does not mean that everybody who has a positive attitude and keeps mentally and physically active and has a good social support system, it doesn't mean that you will necessarily live to be over 100. But if you live to be over 100, you will have all three of those. They will be a part of your life today. Thanksgiving. When I just finished a week, 5 days of class on group grief support group therapy. And I'm going to be doing a grief group here. And one of the tools that they gave us, and they gave us many tools, but one of the tools that they gave us is they said, look at the five greatest losses that you've ever had in your life. You think back over your whole life and pick five of the greatest losses. And then put them in order of which one was the greatest loss that you had. And some of you probably are thinking of the greatest loss that you've had in your life to this date. And they said, look at the percentage of your life at the time, the percentage and the energy that that loss took. And then you look at the others. And then they said, do another chart. And with each of those losses, what did you learn because of that loss? And how is your life better today because of it? All of us here have had great losses in our life. But if you can look at how is your life better today from what that person meant to you, what you learned from them. Sometimes after people are gone, we look back over their life and our life and we see, wow, I want to make some changes. I've learned something from them. That's thankfulness. How is my life better today because of the loss that I have experienced? See, that's a positive attitude. That's thankfulness. And God wants us to be thankful. All of us here love to be thanked. When your children come up to you and say, hey, thank you, Mom, thank you, Dad. When your husband or wife tells you thank you for something. When the people here at church tell you thank you for something, it blesses you. It blesses all of us. We all love it. God loves it too. He loves it when we tell him thanks. And none of us do enough of it. Every single day, we should be thanking God for something. Now, in the New Testament that was read today, both in 1 Thessalonians and in Philippians, it said, in all things, give thanks. Now, it did not say to give thanks for all things. Because there are some things that happen that we are just not thankful for. But even in the midst of that, to give God thanks in every circumstance. I said we were going to talk about counting our blessings, and something that I do every now and then. And you can do this during this Thanksgiving time. Sometime between now and next Sunday, either when you go to bed at night or when you're sitting by yourself in your home, start to look at your whole life and start to thank God for the things as they happened. Sometimes things happen to us that seem to be really terrible at the time. Well, a lot of things happen that way. It's not what we wanted. It's not what we asked for. But as you time goes on and you look back, you can see what that thing did to bring you to where you are today and the blessings that came out of it. And that's how to count your blessings. Start to look at things. Look at events that happen, good and bad. And then look, how am I a better person today? Because of what I learned or because of what happened? And then thank God for it. When you do that, and you can go through your whole life, you're going to have pictures of things. You're not going to remember everything, but you're going to have pictures of things that you're going to start talking to God about. It might take 10 minutes. Might take 15. It doesn't have to take much longer than that. You're going to see things differently because you're going to be counting your blessings. Wow. And that's a powerful thing. Something that my family does every Thanksgiving on that day. We gather around in a big circle, and I'm talking uncles and aunts and cousins and moms and dads and grandchildren and great-grandchildren in a big circle, and we go around the circle, and everybody thanks the Lord for one thing. Now, most families are going to have a joker in their life that's going to thank the Lord for something funny. You know, they're just uneasy about praying out loud. That's all that is. But you're going to see that most of these prayers are going to be, thank you, Lord, for some member of the family, husband, wife, children, mom, dad, or thank you, Lord, for health, my health, or the health of some member of the family. That's where most of those prayers will go. But God loves it when we thank him for things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that all of us here today got here safely. Thank you, Lord, that none of our cars broke down. Thank you, Lord, that I had enough money to put gas in the car. Thank you, Lord, that today when we go home, we're going to have good food to eat. Thank you, Lord, that I will be in a warm house. Thank you, Lord, tonight when I'm in bed, that I'm sleeping in a comfortable bed. Thank you, Lord, that I'm warm, I'm dry. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As you begin to think of these things, more things are going to come to your mind. And thank him for it. If you need a healing in your life, some people, you know, oh, God, heal me. I don't want to go through this anymore. Try praying, thank you, God, for healing me. Thank you, Lord, for helping me through this. Thank you, Lord, that it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Thank you, Lord. I thank the Lord that he's in the process of healing my knee. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When we thank God, it changes our attitude. And our attitude becomes more positive. Not only that, but we grow in our relationship with God. God is not some taskmaster out there, but he's a personal God, a personal being who loves me, who loves you. And as you thank him for your blessings in life, you are going to grow closer to him. All throughout the Bible, it talks about thanks. Actually, thanks is actually mentioned over 50 times in the New Testament and over 130 times in the Old Testament. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Jesus did it all the time. When he gave communion, he said, thank you for this bread. Thank you for the wine. Thank you, Lord. When he blessed the bread and multiplied it, thank you, Lord, for this food to feed all these people here, thousands of people. Thank you, Lord. As we thank the Lord, we are going to see more positive things happen in our life. Story told of a little boy that was invited to his friend's house for a meal. And the lady there set a nice table because her son was having his friend over. And the family gathered around the table and they started to eat. And the little boy who was invited there just sat there. And the lady looked at him and said, is there something wrong? And he said, my mother told me not to start eating until we prayed. And the little boy wasn't going to start eating until they prayed. And so that lady right away stopped eating, and their whole family had a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this food. After church is over today, Before we go back into the fellowship hall, we thank God for the food that we're about to eat. Bless it to our lives, Lord. Bless our lives in your service. God loves it. But do you know that the Bible also talks about praying after you're done eating? Talks about that too. Well, we don't do that as a group, but maybe some of us individually do it. Jesus always prayed. Jesus always thanked the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you hear my prayer, he prayed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And he wants us to be like him and thank God for everything in our life. And so, think about your life and start to thank the Lord for it. And if you can't walk as good as you used to, thank you, Lord, that at least I can walk. And if you can't see as good as you used to, thank you, Lord, that I can still see. Thank you, Lord. And as we do that, we're going to grow closer to God, and thanksgiving is going to be the most wonderful thanksgiving that we could ever imagine. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you that we can go to you in prayer. And thank you, Lord, for helping us to be more thankful. In your wonderful name we pray. Amen.